There is very little that we know about the apostle whose feast we celebrate today, other than the fact that he was chosen, as we see in the Acts of the Apostles, by the lots, which were the Thurim and Urim, which were decreed by God to St. Moses in the Old Testament when making difficult decisions that were not in the specter of the wisdom, the very, very sparse wisdom of man. And so these lots were used in the choosing of a successor to the traitor who lost not only everything that he had been given by the Lord, but who lost his life. And as we have seen, it says here also that he went to his own place. And of course, his own place is hell. If anyone, for as a fact, is known to be in hell, it is definitely Judas Iscariot. He could have repented like St. Peter, but he did not, because he did not believe. And he did not believe from day one, because he did not believe in the Eucharist. And he did not believe that Jesus was really God. To him, it was just a fun time and a place of making money. And of course, even to this day, the church has been troubled by such kinds of bishops and priests, sometimes even such kinds of popes. But their lot is not good. On the other hand, the Holy Spirit chose St. Matthias of these two. The other one is also St. Barsabbas, is a saint. He also became eventually a saint and a martyr. But only St. Matthias became an apostle, taking the place of Judas. And he is, according to tradition, one who preached in the Holy Land and Palestine, and then went to Ethiopia, where he was eventually martyred for the sake of Christ. And so he gives us a great example. But also the history, which this account tells us of, and it is history, is very important because it shows that the tasks that are given by our Lord to certain persons, whether it be Peter, the supreme pontiff, the vicar of Christ, or any of the apostles, and even the priests and deacons of the church, they are given promises that are theirs while they hold that office, that sacred office. But the promise stays for the next person that will receive it. And it goes till the end of time. And so too, St. Matthias. And also shows that St. Peter, being the vicar of Christ, had the authority to convoke this council. And of course, it's very interesting. The original scriptures mentions several times men. All these gatherings were like gatherings of bishops and priests. There were no women. Now in the last days, when we've had very horrible translations of the scripture, even read at Mass, but not in this rite, it says sometimes brothers and sisters. So that is a terrible mistake. It's unhistorical, and it is, in a sense, heretical, because there were no women present. It was a council of the priests and bishops of the church with the supreme pontiff, St. Peter. And we must be always very careful when we read the scriptures, and it's also, especially if we ever go to the other rite, that these things happen all the time. But today we celebrate St. Matthias, the just successor of the unjust Judas Iscariot, who has gone to his place in hell. St. Matthias is one of the 12 now, and it shows that his apostleship, his bishopric, can be handed down after his death to others, just as it is now. And the church has had the gift of the episcopacy and the priesthood from the time of Christ until the end of time, and likewise with the gift of the papacy, of the one who is chosen among them to be the vicar of Christ, the supreme pontiff, of the whole church, of the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, regardless of whether he is holy or not, good or not. Nevertheless, it is that which God has decreed. And we pray in a very special way in this day for all the bishops and priests and the Holy Father, that they may do that which God has commanded them to do, and not follow Judas to his special place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And talking about